USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bipartisan committee that's proposing a deal that would provide border security and possibly avert a federal government shutdown on Friday is to finalize that agreement today. However, it does not contain as much money for a wall as President Trump has demanded. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert's on the committee, and he's offering a rather innovative idea for how to take care of that problem.
It's a big deal that El Chapo had billions of dollars. And Ted Cruz had a bill in the Senate to say, look, any money that's forfeited from drug smuggling, drug kingpins, let's use that to build the wall.
A jury finding El Chapo guilty on all counts in his drug conspiracy and money laundering trial yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double O'Rewards points on over 200 items. If you're not an O'Rewards member yet, sign up in-store today. It's fast, easy, and free. But hurry, double points are only available for a limited time. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
A New York City police detective was killed by friendly fire last night during an armed robbery at a cell phone store in Queens. Detective Brian Simonson, the first New York City cop killed in the line of duty since July of 2017, a robbery suspect also shot, and he's in stable condition. Congress busy writing some new laws, including some that have conservationists happy, as we hear from USA's Wendy King.
The Senate has approved a bill that adds 1 million acres of new wilderness. The measure combines more than 100 public land bills that add more than 350 miles of wild and scenic rivers and 2,600 miles of federal trails. It withdraws some 370,000 acres in Montana and Washington state from mineral development, too. The bill now goes to the House for consideration.
It'll be day three of a teacher's strike in Denver after the latest talks with the school district ends without a deal. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
South Korea is pushing back on President Trump's claim that Seoul has agreed to pay an extra $500 million to keep U.S. troops in that country. The president said at a cabinet meeting Tuesday that the South had agreed to pay that money for U.S. protection, but a spokesman for the presidential Blue House in Seoul says that raise must still be approved by South Korea's parliament. Former Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has a message for one of the 2020 presidential hopefuls, as we hear from USA's Tim Berg.
During a recent radio interview, Democratic Senator from California Kamala Harris admitted that she smoked pot in the past. She also added that she inhaled. Harris is running for president in 2020, and she's for legalization of recreational marijuana. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie joins Fox News and has a message for Harris.
Studies show that marijuana, especially for young people, is a gateway drug into other drugs. It's wrong to do it. Kamala Harris can laugh all she wants, but she should go to some of these funerals that are happening around the country. I wonder if she's ever done that. Gone to a funeral and looked in the eyes of parents who had a child who died of an opioid overdose, and have those parents tell them the stories about how it started for that child with marijuana. I've gone and done that, and maybe Senator Harris should do that.
And a canine named King, a wire fox terrier, has been named best in show at the Westminster Dog Show in New York City. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.